You're listening to SBS News.
Berrose Billy Moria owes her life to a breast screening, and it was the early diagnosis that increased her chance for successful treatment.
So I went there and there it was. They found it. It was very small but very fast-moving, high-grade cancer. Early detection, that's what saved my life, really. Early detection, so important. I cannot stress how important that early detection is.
Survival stories like Ms. Billy Moria's reflect the importance of national screening programs. According to the latest report by the Australian Institute for Health and Welfare, 11% of bowel cancer cases, 44% of breast cancer, and 5% of cervical cancer cases in the decade to 2012 were diagnosed through screening. But women with cervical cancer detected through Pap test screening had an 87% lower risk of dying than those who never had a test. The risk of dying from bowel cancer was 40% lower in one age group when they were diagnosed through screening. Head of the Cancer Screening Unit at the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, Justin Harvey, says all at-risk Australians should be getting screened.
Well, screening is voluntary in terms of taking part in it, and so it's available to all Australians to take part in.
Currently, breast and bowel screening programs are free for Australians over 50 years old, but there are very low participation rates among Indigenous and disadvantaged Australians. Dr. Vivian Milch from Cancer Australia says this contributes to higher death rates from cancer among Indigenous Australians.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in Australia have about a 40% more higher risk of dying from cancer than non-Indigenous Australians, and that gap is widening.
Remoteness and social disadvantage can influence cancer in a number of ways, says Justin Harvey, particularly for people who indulge in health-affecting behaviours, including smoking.
There can be barriers to taking part in relation to location as well, but the screening programs operate throughout Australia and really do a lot of extra work to get out to communities and remote areas to help them to take part in the programs.
Berrose Billy Moria says choosing screening is a small but very significant step. She is 79 years old and healthy, and living proof that cancer survivors can benefit from early detection. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.